The Walt Disney Company forged ahead today with its long-scheduled shareholders meeting in Orlando. But the subject on everyone's lips was not on the agenda. Cable operator Comcast said this week it wants to take over Disney. The acquisition would make Comcast the largest media company in the world. But the cable company faces hurdles before the deal can go through, including opposition from Disney chairman Michael Eisner. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Disney officials weren't saying much about the $50 billion Comcast offer today, except to assure shareholders they would give it careful consideration. Still, a lot of people spent today ticking off reasons why the deal might not go through. For one thing, there's the opposition of Disney chairman Michael Eisner. He has close allies on the Disney board, and if they decide to back him, it would make Comcast's job a lot tougher. Blair Levin is an analyst at Legg Mason and former chief of staff at the Federal Communications Commission.
Anytime you have a hostile takeover, I think you have to say that there's certainly a very large hurdle.
Comcast could go around the Disney board and appeal to shareholders directly. Certainly a lot of shareholders are unhappy with Eisner's leadership right now and might be receptive to such a move. But Jimmy Scheffler, chairman of the Carmel Group, a consultancy, says it's not clear they can be persuaded to dump Eisner in favor of a company with no content experience.
Regardless of what you say about Michael Eisner, he has 20 years with the company and he has driven the brand successfully. He understands the culture.
Comcast could also have to contend with competing bids. Some of the biggest media companies already own TV networks, and so federal regulators would probably balk at letting them acquire Disney, which owns ABC as well as the lucrative cable channel ESPN. Still, they could try, says Jonathan Hurd, vice president of the media consulting company Advantis.
This deal announcement has essentially put Disney in play. So there may be other companies that come back with more attractive offers.
Comcast would also have a difficult regulatory landscape to navigate. Any deal would have to be approved by the FCC and the Justice Department. Former FCC official Blair Levin says that because Comcast is a cable company, it doesn't directly compete with Disney, and so there probably wouldn't be major antitrust problems. But with growing concern about media concentration, some members of Congress might blanch at such a big deal. Levin says lawmakers are likely to ask what effect the deal would have on cable rates.
There's always a concern about cable pricing. And when you combine a cable company with the programming network that probably gets more credit or blame, depending on who you are, for increased cable prices, which is to say ESPN, there's going to be questions about that on the political realm.
Levin says Comcast may face another problem. Comcast and Disney have sometimes opposed each other on major public policy issues, such as how much of the digital TV spectrum should be ceded to broadcast networks. Disney executives may be able to argue to shareholders that Comcast's interests are at odds with their own. Again, Jimmy Scheffler of the Carmel Group.
Ultimately, I think it's going to be an awful lot of a test of the Comcast lobbying machine to see what they can do in Washington, D.C. to convince broadcasters and cable and satellite and Congress and the public at large that this is a better thing for America.
Even if Comcast prevails, there's the question of money. Comcast has valued Disney's shares at about $26.50 each, but since the offer was announced yesterday, the price has climbed above $30, a sign that some shareholders are expecting a bidding war. If Comcast is to become the media titan it wants to be, it may have to pay a lot more for the privilege. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.